This is Inside Agriculture. On Thursday, I had a chance to have a wide-ranging conversation with the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Darrell Lease. We started things off by talking about how the fields are looking in western North Dakota.
You know, I think there's a lot of guys that are, obviously, they're getting hooked up to their equipment and getting ready. We haven't seen a lot of activity out in the fields right in our immediate area here. Some guys maybe with some lighter soil might be out playing around and scratching around a little bit. But, you know, if the weather would have held that we had, a couple weeks in a row there, I think we'd have seen some pretty serious intentions in the next week here. But now with this weather system moving in, it's going to kind of slow that down. But guys are actually looking, you know, and they are out checking their fields and seeing where the first possibility is that they can get into.
Are fields wet in western North Dakota? I guess I just kind of thought with the drier year that they kind of had that you guys might be ahead of the game, or we are still really wet in eastern North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, we were really wet last fall, you know, about mid-August when harvest started. We started getting rain as along with, you know, all that moisture that went to eastern North Dakota. You know, we were drier to begin the year with, but we ended up with an extremely wet September and October, and things just, they didn't dry out from there. We went into winter with a full profile of moisture in the soil, and I think that there's going to be a lot of areas that are going to have to be very closely watched this spring. You know, we had guys getting stuck with combines out this way last fall, and it hasn't dried up since. So there's still issues to watch on the moisture level.
Is everything harvested out in western North Dakota?
No, I mean, there's guys that left wheat out in the field, left flax out in the field, sunflowers, corn, you know, soybeans. It's kind of surprising. Canola, it's kind of surprising of what is or was out there. Now, a lot of the corn, obviously, guys made a big push in February and March to get the corn combine and made serious strides there. But there's unretrievable small grains out there that got left last fall.
Well, let's go to the big topic that seems to be on the top of everybody's list and on their mind is COVID-19. As president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, you know, there's so many different aspects to look at here. But what message are you trying to get out to farmers in relation to COVID-19?
Well, I think one of the messages that we need to get out there is obviously we're going to have a little shortage when it comes to workers. Not all the H-2A immigrant workforce has made it here, so that's going to create some challenges. But there may be some opportunity. There's some folks that are, you know, being laid off from their jobs in the energy field, you know, especially the oil, some other areas that maybe there's an opportunity there to explore some of those avenues and to fill in that gap until we get something figured out on the H-2A workers and whether we're going to get the rest of them here or not. The other thing is we farmers and ranchers all know that we got to keep producing food. They're going to keep producing food. The message to the general consumer out there, I think every household mom and dad out there that are wondering if there's going to be food available, they need to know that the North Dakota and the American farmer and rancher are going to do our job to make sure we're producing food. Because we're one of those very important links in the whole chain of national security, because food security is part of national security. And I think to get that message out to the consumer, you know, to the moms and dads and the families that are at home right now and they see the runs on the grocery stores, that's just a logistical issue. We've got plenty of food. It's just the logistics to get it there. So they shouldn't worry about the supply that's available. They just need to work with and understand that it takes a while to get that supply in those trucks.
Again, that is Darrell Lease, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. That's just a portion of the conversation that I had with the president. We'll bring more of that interview for you on Monday's edition of Inside Agriculture.